I am here today with
Sophia
and
Maya.
Sophia and Maya. We're here today. Hello, girls.
Hi. Hi.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good. Good. Are you loving that the sun is out?
Yeah.
No.
But I kind of want the snow to be back.
I know. We kind of need a white Christmas, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same when it's green and then you can't go sledding, right? And then you can't like build a snowman and name it Olaf.
I know. And no one sings about that they're dreaming of a green Christmas.
No.
Yeah. It's true. All right, back to our task at hand, ladies. What book are we talking about today?
The Legend of Shadow High.
By? Ho, we didn't talk about this before I started recording. I know who it's by. Do you know who it's by? It's the same author as Princess in Black.
Shannon Hale and Dean Hale?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it was Shannon Hale, but I didn't want to be, like, because I thought, I didn't know it was Shannon Hale and Dean Hale.
But
I thought it was just Shannon Hale.
You know what? Nope. Mr. and Mrs. Hale both wrote the book. Or yes. Mrs. and Mr. You can put them either way. So Shannon Hale and her husband, Dean Hale. Did you know they were married?
Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, girls. Tell us about, wait, first of all, I have to ask, is this the first Shadow High book you've read, or is this, have you read them all?
This is the first one.
First
I didn't know we had
two.
I didn't know we had any more, so, yeah, the first one.
And it's the newest one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right, girls. Yeah. Go ahead, and without giving too much away, tell us about The Legend of Shadow High.
So, this book is about, like, four girls. And they go on this adventure to find their friend who went missing with some creepy zombie people.
Yeah.
And they find a school closer to the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
They find a school called Shadow High.
Yeah.
And it's super powerful and created by a narrator.
Narrator.
and then another person,
they both co-founder.
Yeah.
Oh.
And her name is Misdirection.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a great little play on words.
And they have to travel through the margins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a foggy place between stories.
Yeah.
And they can't run to all these creepy things, and then there's this lava between the... So there's a pit under the margins, and there's lava that disintegrates things and makes them into words. And so when they find Misdirection in the Shadow High School thing, she's made of letters like skin, eyes, because she got hit by the lava. And everything at Shadow High is like that, too.
Yeah, so, like, the eyes words is, like, by their eyes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's, like, in a circle.
In a
eyes.
Circle, you know, like skin, and then there's like the arm, and then like fingers and bones and and the like eye.
Now, what everyone listening to this right now does not know is that Maya is over here acting all this out. She's pointing to her eyes. She's pointing to her skin. She's being very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
I love it, girls. That's a pretty good summary. That sounds like a great book. Now, here's my next question: are you planning to read the other Shadow High books now?
I didn't know there were, so I'm probably going to once I finish the book that I'm reading right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And once I find what they're called,
because they're by the great Shannon and Dean Hale.
Yeah.
And if they're anything like the book I just read, it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. Why did you like The Legend of Shadow High?
Because it's just, like, adventurous.
And it's so cool.
And it's so not cool. Real, of course, so, like.
It's cool.
And it's like so super adventurous, and there's so much cutting edge things that like they almost fall into the margins, lava,
and it's like different stuff
and
from all the other.
One
books.
Of the girls loses her hand into the margins, but then she gets a new one.
Phew. I would hope so. Yeah. Would you give this book a different title, or did you like the title?
I will probably call it
The Adventures of Shadow High.
Yeah, maybe. The Adventures of Shadow High, because it's a bunch of adventures.
Gotcha.
And
makes sense.
Yeah.
But I guess the title also fits itself, because there's, in the beginning of the book, there's like a thing about the legend that's trying to find it.
Gotcha. So it does kind of fit, though, too.
Yeah.
Which characters would you like to meet in real life?
I'd like to meet...
Apple.
Why would you want to meet Apple?
She's pretty.
Yeah. So you want to meet her because she's pretty?
And because she's...
I hope there's more to it than that, Maya.
She's just... Awesome. She's kind.
She's different from the other three.
And also...
By a lot.
In a good way or in a good way?
In a good way. And I want to meet Raven.
Why do you want to meet Raven?
Because she has powers. Of course, I like books with people who have powers. And yeah, I like her hair color. And she's nice. And she's supposed to be like her mom, all evil.
Uh-huh.
But she wants to choose her own path. And
she wants to
kind.
Be nice.
Yeah, she
you
wants
know?
To be kind. She wants and to she uses kind. Her powers for good.
We like people who are choosing kind.
And she has this adorable dragon named Nevermore.
Oh, yeah, and so if we meet Raven, then Nevermore would come. And then we could see... We there could ride a dragon.
Awesome. There it is.
We could ride a dragon.
Who doesn't want to ride a dragon?
Right. Yes.
I don't know.
I know I do. All right, if you could ask the great Shannon and Dean Hill something, what would you ask them?
I would ask them why they chose the name Shadow High. Mm-hmm. And
because it could
why
been
the characters that they
cool.
did choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it could have been something like the Princess High, because they're kind of like princesses.
Yeah,
so it could be like Princess High, it could be like high school.
Yeah.
A high school.
So many good things.
Yes.
Anything else, ladies? You've done a fabulous job. Fabulous job. If people don't want to read the book now, they'll never want to read it.
No, never.
But because of you, the whole world will want to read it now.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
Thank you, Shannon Hale and Dean Hale, for writing these great books.
Thank you, Shannon Hale and Dean Hale, wherever you are.
Maybe.
I actually think they live in Utah.
They do? I thought they...
Thank you, Shannon Hale and Dean Hale in Utah.
I thought they lived in California.
Same.
I'm pretty sure they live in Utah. I could be completely wrong because I am not right all the time. I am wrong a lot. But I'm 99% sure that they live in Utah. I think.
Okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they do. There it is.
Oh, they do.
Oh, yep.
That's cool.
California. Isn't that cool?
We could go visit them because it's not that far.
It's not that far?
It's pretty far, Maya.
It's pretty far.
It's pretty far.
Not as far as, California, where I thought they lived.
That's true. It's closer than California.
True.
All right, girls. Anything else you want to say today?
Happy reading.
Happy reading.